Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the AUMAC March quarterly cash flow report and business update. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kian Chan, Executive Chairman. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm joined here by Mr. Peter Zhao, our Chief Financial Officer, who will go into greater financial detail later in the call. The purpose of today's call, we've got a few things to address. One is obviously to discuss the quarterly performance and how our business has been performing. The second thing is providing investors with greater understanding of how we manage our costs. And thirdly, is to provide an update to the market on our growth strategies. Particularly a lot of the fact that we've been listed for over 6 months now, and we have some really exciting things coming down the pipeline, which we'd love to discuss with you. Just firstly, from a macro perspective, I'd just like to touch on how we performed in terms of our gross profit and our margin for the quarter. So we reached $824,000 in gross profit, which is an improvement of 12% from the December quarter. And our gross margin has reached 16.05%, which is a 13% increase from the December quarter. In particular, as we're all aware, the gross margin is a primary factor for how our business is performing, and we're really pleased with how we've done essentially 2% improvement in gross margin in one quarter. In relation to sales, we had the Chinese New Year period in February, which was basically a period of 2 weeks. And during this time, our customers at Daigou returned back to China to spend time with their families. And also, Chinese logistic companies shut down for a period of for that period of 2 weeks as well. So it's difficult to get product in and out and within China. But despite the seasonal low, we still managed to achieve sales comparable to the December quarter, which was 5.2 million in December quarter. And interestingly, during this 2 week period as well, we experienced increased Chinese tourist visitation to our tourist focused stores, the one in George Street and Pitt Street and Haymarket. And this has resulted in another record for us of 20% gross margin for the February month. So the next point I'd like to address, this is something I want to stress to the market and to our investors, is that after Chinese New Year, we actually experienced something very remarkable for our business. We achieved record sales of $2.37 million for the March month, and that is well clear of what we achieved in December 2017, which is our previous record high, which is $1.85 million. And from management's perspective, we were, like everyone else, we were very curious about how this was going and whether the momentum was going to maintain or not. And we are really pleased to advise our investors and the market that this momentum has moved into April month. And what we can see is that it will be, our indicative data suggests sales in excess of, well in excess of $2 million for April. So in combination, we've had 2 months here, March and April. And from a management perspective, something has changed within our business in a positive way from how we perform financially. And what we can see into June quarter is also very, very optimistic. And we are very confident that the June quarter is going to be a significant improvement on March again. And we look forward to updating the market at that point in time. The next topic I'd like to address is how the own brands have been performing. And with our own brands, again, we've had significant improvement from the December quarter. We achieved sales of $273,000 for the March quarter, which is a 70.6% improvement from December. And for gross profit, $151,000 was achieved, which is 71.5% improvement from December quarter. And obviously, that's a great achievement for us in such a short period of time. The next point I'd like to raise is I've received a few questions regarding what we sell in our mix. And I'm really pleased to say that we've actually, in terms of our weighted average gross profit contribution, 20% of that is attributed to our own brands. And which is an improvement from 14% in the December 2017 quarter. But of real note is that over 50% of our gross profit weighted average gross profit contribution comes from products that we don't own, but which are not that popular and typically attract high margins. So that's that moves away from some people's initial impression of AUMEC is that we tend to sell only very low margin, high turnover products. That isn't the case for us. Actually, less than 30% of our gross profit contribution comes from those type of products. So that's a really important point moving forward, and it's the real strength of our business. So in the quarter, we sold 60% health essence, 35% our wool products, and 5% in the Mendicum honey, which we just launched recently. And our indications for April is that Mendicum honey sales have actually increased quite a lot. So we look forward to updating the market in that respect as well. I'll pass over to Peter Zhao, our Chief Financial Officer, who will touch on the following subjects in relation to how our original stores have been performing, how our new stores have performed, and also provide a breakdown of our operational expenditure.
Thank you, Keong. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening. In this part, I would like to provide further details about financial performance of original five stores in Sydney when we listed in October, and also the three new stores opened after. Overall, all the stores are profitable post labor and occupancy costs, with the exception of a newly opened Daigou Hub in Haymarket and Auburn showroom. We noted material improvement in same-store sales for the original five stores, which are Parramatta, Hurstville, Pay Street in CBD, and two Eastwood stores. Over the six-month period after listing, there was an increase of 13.2% in sales and 23% in gross profit from October to March 2018. Comparing March quarter 2018 to corresponding March quarter 2017, like-for-like store growth, sales and gross profit increased by 31% and 45% respectively. This same store financial growth provides us a really strong indication of our ability to maintain and grow the value of the stores and also extract extra value from existing assets in a very, very competitive market. The flagship store in George Street, Sydney CBD, has been performing also very, very well with consecutive increase in sales and gross margin since opening in November 2017. A gross margin of 22% was achieved in the month of March 2018. With the purchase of new brands by store primary customers, Chinese free independent tourists. The Haymarket Daigou Hub and the Auburn Warehouse Showroom were both opened in March 2018. From the past experience, it generally takes 2 to 3 months for a newly opened store to start generating cash inflows. And just that, they are demonstrating continuous week-by-week growth and are expected to reach positive operating cash inflows in the coming months. There are quite a number of contributing factors in store growth across all stores in AUMEC systems. There are efficient and effective store management and staff training resulted in improved customer experience, more effective and targeted marketing campaigns, and overall supply chain management improvement, and the growing brand awareness of AUMEC within Daigou and the Chinese tourist markets. Like Keong mentioned earlier, the products we sell in store also has a great impact on the growth. New Australian premium brands and AUMEC owned brands with greater gross margin have been introduced and promoted within AUMEC distribution network and form a very important source of additional revenue and gross margin growth across the business. Owned brand products in March quarter contributed 20% weighted average gross profit. This improvement in financial performance is considered by the company to be proprietary in Daigou and Chinese tourist market. AUMake business and the retail store systems are very hard to replicate, and we expect the store sale growth will continue further in the coming months. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to provide some information and transparency on how we spend money to fund the business and the daily operations. We have received a number of questions about how we spend the money, and I would like to say in the March quarter, the operating cost of business was 2.3 million, consisting of two major segments. One, 1.6 million normalized cost of doing business. These are essential employee corporate costs, occupancy expenses, and basic marketing costs. These are really the core expenditures to fund the essential business activities. As CFO, I'm very confident and pleased to say that we are very disciplined in spending and have very effective financial management skills. The company has taken very strict cost measures to eliminate unnecessary expenditures. As a result, through the March quarter, we were able to stabilize our core expenditure moving forward. This level of expenditure is sufficient to support our growth strategy into next 12 to 18 months. Apart from funding basic functions of business, we also need to invest in our strategies to grow and further develop the business. We spent $700,000 in the quarter to invest in the adopted growth strategies, including research and the development of own brand products, high growth marketing strategies, advertising campaigns, and building the operational teams in China and Australia. Most importantly, into further developing online initiatives in order to increase operational efficiency and the customer experiences. These expenditures are totally discretionary. However, without them, we were not able to benefit from the ever-changing e-commerce revolution taking place around the world. Compared to the previous quarter, the increase in both normalized cost of doing business and strategy implementation costs are primarily related to the growth of staffing level in the area of procurement, marketing, sales, etc. And the company now has reached the appropriate staffing level to support the future growth up to 12 to 18 months. And now I would also like to touch on the capital investment expenditure and the procurement of inventory. During the March quarter, the company continued investing in store growth by putting in another $900,000 in store renovations and fit-out costs for the opening of Daigou Hub and the warehouse showroom in Auburn. The total capital projects completed up to date cost totally $1.56 million, which are capitalized on the balance sheet. And I would now like to draw attention to the line item on the first page of Appendix 4C, cost of goods sold. This $5.1 million of inventory purchased during the March quarter are largely the cost of inventory procurement for resale purpose and additional inventory, which are primarily high-margin owned brand products. This is to support our future sales in the coming quarter. This number really includes the inventory we have to stock up in order to supply future demand. And lastly, I would like to talk about our strong financial position. At the end of the March quarter, the company's balance sheet included 17.7 million current assets, which are 13.2 million cash on hand, and 3.1 million in inventory, offsetting only current liability of $1.5 million. This healthy balance sheet really again demonstrated our discipline in spending and effectiveness in financial management. AUMake now is fully capitalized to execute its growth strategies over the month. The inventory level obviously will continue to grow proportionally as new stores are going to be opened. In summary, we are in a really strong financial position, and the financial performance of all stores are continuing to improve in the June quarter. With the help of a stable cost base, we are now able to move towards a normalized cost of doing business breaking even. As a young company at its development stage, this is really a great achievement that our revenue and gross profit are growing to the point that is sufficient to cover our basic costs. Now I'd like to hand back to Kian, and he will go through the quarterly activities.
Thank you very much, Peter. One of the questions that we've been asked is how we maintain separation from our competitors. And really, the six pillar growth strategy is a very, very is fundamental to that. So in the six pillars, we're talking about Daigou Hub, our flagship stores, warehouse showrooms, retail store network, online strategy, and own products. The reason why we've identified each of these pillars is because each of them form a unique revenue stream, and in combination, they provide AUMake with a sustained competitive advantage over our competitors in this market. And we anticipate further, as Peter alluded to before, we expect revenue contribution from Haymarket, the Daigou Hub in Haymarket, our warehouse showroom in Auburn, and our Xiamen Daigou Hub in China. Just in relation to this last point, the Daigou Hub in Xiamen in China is really the first step for us in terms of our broader China strategy. And why it is so important for us is because obviously the markets are really big over there. And it's actually a very cost effective way for us to start looking at our China strategy. We have very high internal expectations of the performance of the Xiamen Daigou Hub. We will be looking to generate initial revenue in June and July of this year. So we look forward to updating the market at that time. And obviously, as Peter alluded again to before, was that we invest quite a lot of money into our online systems and to improve the customer shopping experience. Obviously, our WeChat campaigns. And we'll also be looking to formalize an arrangement with a leading e-commerce platform in China, which we'll announce in the June quarter. We've also established, as most people are aware, two key strategic partnerships. One is iTrip.com, Australia's leading Chinese platform in relation to free independent travelers coming to Australia. The majority of them will use iTrip.com, and we obviously have this arrangement with them. And I'm fairly confident that this is one of the reasons why our George Street store has been performing so well. So I'm really pleased to see how that's developing. And recently we announced a strategic partnership with ChemSafe. Obviously, this provides us significant opportunities. We are now able to distribute up to 150 pharmacies on the east coast of Australia, distribute our own products. It also provides credibility to our products because now we're able to say to our customers that our own products are now endorsed and stocked in the Australian pharmacy network. So that's really beneficial for us. And lastly, I think the point that we like to make is that the agreement that we have or the strategic partnership we have with ChemSafe is not only for distribution. This is a real strategic partnership, and our relationship with them is very, very good. And we will continue to develop that in the coming months. As a result of the ChemSafe strategic partnership and the distribution network it affords, we will now be looking and moving away from smaller retail Daigou stores. We will be focusing on our larger, more profitable stores, Daigou Hubs, warehouse showrooms, and our flagship stores to provide the initial inertia and momentum to new products and our own products And once they reach a certain level of momentum, we can then take that and move that through our own retail network into our China network online and obviously through the ChemSafe pharmacies in Australia. I'll just touch on the key, our future growth drivers in the coming months. We're opening another Daigou hub in Burwood in June 2018. And as Peter said before, within 2 or 3 months' time, we achieve profit consistency there. So we're looking forward to that. We're continuing to look at our in-state locations. The company is looking at two more in Sydney, in Campsie and Kingswood, which we're looking to open in the early half of financial year 19. We'll be adding another skincare product to our own brand portfolio. We've already spoken about Xiamen and China, the Daigou hub. Online, we've already spoken about. Peter, would you just like to touch on the how the budget's looking for the June quarter, please?
Sure. To the begin, I would like to say the budget for the June quarter well thought and carefully planned with clear KPI targets attached. So we plan to spend 1.67 million for normalized cost of doing business, which is very comparable with March quarter, and 0.87 million on strategy implementation costs, mainly including research and development of own brand products, marketing and advertising, and the development of online platforms, and 6.5 million in inventory procurement for resale purposes. This also includes a high margin new products, and $350,000 on capital investment associated with the renovation and fit-out of the Burwood Daigou hub.
Thanks very much, Peter. And obviously there's an increase of inventory for the June quarter, which is in the case that we do have, we are fairly optimistic in terms of our growth profile for the June quarter. Corporately, we raised $14 million in January 2018, and we are fully funded for the next 12 to 18 months. We made two minor acquisitions during the quarter to streamline our warehouse logistics function and also to register the Daigou hub in China, and it is now a wholly owned subsidiary. And because we've added senior management and have internal systems in place, Mr. Gang Zhu will now transition to a non-executive role. So in closing, it's been a very good quarter for our business. It's a really small window into the longer-term vision that we have at AUMAC, which is really to build a platform for Australian products to China. But even with this small window that we've had, we've seen improvement already in the month, particularly in the months of March and April, and we are confident this momentum will go into the June quarter and for the rest of the calendar year. Peter has obviously given us a very clear picture of our cost control and the performance of our stores, and also our approach to reaching cost of doing business break-even, which we as management are very, very pleased about. The AUMAC brand and what we know from our customers and what we hear from most people in our market is increasing, and our own brand equity also continues to increase, and we look forward to updating the market in terms of our performance and things that we've touched on in this quarterly report. So thank you very much, and I'll pass over to take some questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press *2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will just pause for a moment to allow questioners to enter the queue. We are showing no questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Chan for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, we must have answered some of the questions. Again, thank you very much for taking the time to listen to us this morning. And we will be going on a quite an extensive roadshow mid-May to go and explain our story further and to get an update on our quarterly performance. So thank you very much, and I look forward to speaking to everyone soon. Thank you.